Dear Prime Minister, I call on you this morning to remember your promise to Jamaica. I call on you, Prime Minister, to remember your past actions. In 2011, you probably required, but certainly accepted, the resignation of Mike Henry from your cabinet in relation to alleged improprieties at an agency under his portfolio. In 2013, Prime Minister, you demanded of the then Prime Minister that she terminate the services of Minister Richard Azan. You threatened that unless this was done, you would have no sitting with the government on any matter. That was a firm and unequivocal stance on corruption, or alleged corruption, in relation to matters that had a far less significant impact on the national economy and on the state of politics generally. But you were taking a stance on principle. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller heeded your strong advice and demand. For the last several weeks, Prime Minister, the ball has been in your court in relation to your loyal friend, probably former high school friend, and Cabinet Minister Andrew Wheatley. The matters at Petrojam and other agencies under his portfolio require the searchlight of transparency and urgent action. It is not enough, Prime Minister, for you to say you're awaiting reports from Public Accountability Inspectorate or other agencies. The ball is in your court, Prime Minister, to demonstrate that you're prepared to do the right thing. Do remember that moving speech you gave at your swearing-in of this old man being carried in a wheelchair who said to you, Andrew, do the right thing. The time has come, Prime Minister, for you to do the right thing. No one expects you to be flawless, Prime Minister. None of us is. No one expects that you will not have errors of judgment or be uncertain of how to proceed in certain situations. All of us are humans. But Prime Minister, this matter is so clear-cut, so definitive, and so overwhelming. A minister in relation to whose portfolio several questions are raised, and these questions are not abated. Prime Minister, it is time for you to show Jamaica that you are a man of your word. You have in the past not kept your word. Here is yet another opportunity, Prime Minister, for you to show that you're going to put Jamaica first and do the right thing. I urge you, dear Prime Minister, to honor that word to Jamaica and to rescue your image and the country's reputation, because unless something decisive is done and done now, then we are going to be in serious trouble. I hope that you have instructed Minister Wheatley to come to Parliament on Tuesday and to answer the questions factually and forthrightly, and thereafter that you'll take appropriate action, because there is enough there for you to act. This is my urging to you, sir. Goodbye.